This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing the Sefer Shoyna Halachos. Today's breakfast is sponsored by Dr. Asi Klein. And as you all know, we are in the middle of our campaign to be able to build a Beis Medrash, a Kehillah, an international Torah center to be able to continue to disseminate Torah with Hashem's help to Yidden all over the world. We're learning Sefer Shoyna Halachos, Siman Beis. Today we're going to read Sif Vav and Zayin Eches. Today we're going to talk about the subject of those things that a person can do that could cause a person to forget their learning. There's certain things that a person could do that could cause shikha, cause a person to forget their learning. Now, it's interesting. We know that Reb Chaim Knievsky wrote a whole sefer on the subject of forgetting one's learning. It's called Sefer HaZikaron. And he quotes the Sefer Chassidim that if someone is not careful and he does things that are what's called kasha l'shikha, he does things that make you forget, the Sefer Chassidim says, you're not chayiv, you're not over alav of forgetting your learning. And Reb Chaim Knievsky explains in the Sefer HaZikaron on page 7 that it's not even an issur d'rabbanan. Just because you do these things, it doesn't mean you definitely will forget. And it's not like somebody who learns and doesn't review. If somebody learns and they don't review their learning, they're actually violating a law because they're actively not trying to remember. But these things, these activities that cause a person or could cause a person to forget, they don't actually cause a person to forget. They could potentially weaken one's memory. And therefore, not only is it not a biblical isser to do these things, it's not even isser drabbanan, as opposed to, let's say, not reviewing your learning, where then you'll definitely forget, then you'll be over a lav in the Torah by not reviewing. On the other hand, the Sefer Chesed La'alafim, quoted by the Dirshu, says, you're over a lav. Likewise, Shal Sechuvas, Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet Siman Aleph, Shal Sechuvas, Asaras Tshuva, Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Lamed. The Chesed Avram adds that it's included in what it says in Pirkei Avos, that Kol HaMeshakeach, Dover Echad Mimeshnosai, Hareza Mischayev Benavshai. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld writes that it could be that by violating these things, you're over a lav of Hishamer Lecha. So today, Rabbi Huda, we're learning about those things that are what is called kasha l'shikha. Kasha l'shikha, they make you forget your learning. So Reb Chaim says that it's not like you do it, you like instantaneously forget your learning, but rather, these are things that could weaken the memory and bring to forgetting. But it's not like, it says in Pirkei Avos, if you don't review your learning, you're over a lav because you're causing yourself to forget. This is not like that. It in general could weaken one's learning and bring to forgetting. So now the question is, do women have to be careful about things that are kasha l'shikha? Because do women, are they required to remember their learning? So the Chavos Das in Yoradea 79 Beis brings, regarding eating the heart of a behemah of a oif, only men are noyig not to eat it because it's kasha l'shikha and women don't have to be careful. The Beis Lechem Yehuda in Yoradea 79 Beis also says that women don't have to be careful unless they're pregnant. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, that since women are not mitzuva on Talmud Torah, they are not commanded, and they are not adjured not to be partake of those things that are kasha l'shikha. I'm reading now from the copy of the Dershu, in number 9. However, ketanim, even though they didn't learn yet, Reb Chaim Knievsky says they should be makbid, because these things cause a nature of forgetting, and it could cause harm afterwards. Now, Marv Raboisai, let us now look at Sif Zayin in the Shoyna Halachos. Haloivesh Beis Malbushim Yachad, one who wears two articles of clothing at the same time. You put on your shirt and your jacket at the same time. V'hakoyreg Sav Shal Gavei HaKever, one who reads the writing on a grave. V'hamistakel b'fnei hames, one who looks at the face of a dead body. Mishakeach tamuda, you'll forget your learning. So far, number one, you put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Number two, you read the writing on a kever. Number three, one who looks at the face of a mess, he will forget his learning. Or v'chein amaniach malbushav merashoisav, one who puts his clothing under his head. You know, if you sleep with your clothing under your head, it causes you to forget your learning. V'efsher, it could be amaniach davar achar hamavsek vein roisha levegadav, if you put something else that separates between your head and your clothing, ein kapeda, there's no, we're not makbet. So four things. Number one, to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Number two, to read the inscription on a grave. Number three, to look at the face of a mess, or to sleep on top of your clothing. Now, I once heard from Avigdor Miller Zatzal Bracha, why if you put on two articles of clothing at the same time will you forget your learning? So he says there's a logical rationale for this. What is it? Who does Hashem help forget, remember their learning? Someone who the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to be a proper receptacle for the Torah. Someone who's going to be a good ambassador for the Torah. Someone who puts on their coat and their sleeve at the same time, very likely their hand will go around their sleeve and into the sleeve of their jacket, so their hand won't be through both articles of clothing. So there's going to be this big lump over here, and people are going to look at the guy, that this guy looks bizarre, and they're going to say, this guy is an ambassador of Torah, this guy is a Talmud Chacham. I'm not interested in the Torah if the people who know the Torah are shlamazels. So Hashem's not going to give heavenly assistance to such a person because they don't represent the Torah properly. So that's perhaps the idea Rav Miller suggested of somebody who wore two articles of clothing at the same time. Maybe you could say that's the same thing about sleeping on your clothing. You sleep on your clothing are going to be all wrinkled in the morning and you're going to look like a mess. You're going to look like a schlump. So you could say the same thing for that. Now, what about reading the ksav on a grave? There are people who like to travel and go to different kvarim, and when they go, they look at the graves. I mean, so let's examine some of these things. The first thing I want to do is mention one of them that's not mentioned in Shana Lachos. Look in Ois Yotes in the Sefer Hazikara in Rav Chaim Knievsky. He brings something in Harios, you get your Gimel and Beis, Psachim Kuf Yon Aleph Amud Aleph, that one should not walk between two women. One should not walk in between two women. If you walk in between two women, you'll forget your learning. There's also rationale for that. If you're walking between two women, what do you think you're thinking about? So your head is going to be in the wrong place, and of course you're going to forget your learning. In the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he says, that's dafka, you're walking between two women that are stationary, or you're stationary and two women are walking by you. But if everyone's the derech, just, you know, you're walking on the street and you're walking this way and they're walking that way, there's no problem. In the Sefer Shmiras HaNefesh, he brings in the name of the Sefer Zikaroin that if you need to walk between two women, you should hold a stick in your hand or something in your hand, or you should hold on to your payas. Somehow that protects you. The Rav Chaim Knievsky said he heard on the Chazon Ish that he was very makbid not to walk between two women and have two women walk around him. It could be that if they're under 12 years old, it's not an issue. Fine. Now let's talk about looking at the face of a mess. That's Ois Chaf Hei. He brings that in the name of the Chuppas Eliyahu, that someone who's mistakel, one who gazes at the face of a mess, his eyes will dim. The Gemara says in the beginning they would be megala, they would uncover the face of the wealthy, and they would cover the face of the poor, because the poor, their faces were blackened because of their tzarais. And then the aniyim became embarrassed, so they covered everyone's face. So that indicates that sometimes they did look at the face of a mess. So Rav Chaim says, yeah, you're allowed to look at the face of a mess. You're not allowed to gaze. You're not allowed to look intently. There are many things like this. That you're allowed to look at a rasha, but you're not allowed to gaze at the face of a rasha. You're not allowed to gaze at the moon. You know, there's halach, you're not allowed to gaze at it, but how do you make kishlevana? So you're allowed to look at the moon, you're not allowed to gaze at the moon. What about reading a ksav that's on a kever? So that's from the Gemara in Harios Yud Gimel on the base. And he brings from the Sefer Negidu Mitzaveh in the name of the Arizal That's only if the letters are protruding, not if they're engraved. In the old Kvarim, the letters come out. Letters come out, it's a problem. If they're engraved, it's okay. So the question is, what if they're not protruding and they're not engraved? So he brings from the Sefer Yosef Oimetz that I saw Medaktikim. They put a stone on a matzeva, right? You're probably familiar with the custom to put a stone on a matzeva. Where does that come from? It comes from somehow, Kabbalistically, if you're going to read the inscription on the kever, you're protected from forgetting your learning by putting a stone on the kever. Says the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, it could be it was an early tradition. And it could be, since the Arizal says that this doesn't apply if it's engraved, so he says, combining the fact if it's engraved with the stone, it could be it's okay. So it's an interesting thing. In other words, if it's protruding, it's a problem. You shouldn't read it. If it's engraved, you could, according to Arizal. And if you put a stone, it's even better. Reb Chaim wants to know, is it only if you read it out loud or even if you read it in your mind? Okay? So Reb Chaim says, normally koire means bepeh. But it could be if you're mistakel and you're reading it, that's also called koire. We know the isser of reading shtarei hadyoitos on Shabbos, there's a machlokes, is it only if you say it with your mouth or even if you think about it? So Reb Chaim says you can't bring a raya from there. You could say, we know lo yikra l'or haner, Friday night, you're not allowed to read Torah by candlelight, because you might put it out. There, it's even if you don't say it. So maybe from there also, we should indicate that by reading a ksav on a grave, it's if you don't say it as well. But he says over there, there's a reason, because you might extinguish the fire. By the way, on Tisha B'Av, we say you're not allowed to read Torah. There it's also Al Yidei Hira as well. Therefore, Reb Chaim says, in his opinion, you should be careful not even to read the grave by looking at it. Now again, that's only if it's protruding. Okay. Now, one more. Look in Ois Lamed Gimel. Putting on two articles of clothing at the same time is Kashla L'Shikcha. He's quoting the Magen Avram. And he quotes the Sefer Ma'asef L'Chal HaMachanois. Are shoes and galoshes considered two articles of clothing at the same time? And in the Sefer Orchos Chaim and in the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, what about taking off two articles of clothing at the same time? He brings that it's not a problem. But he quotes the Shulchan Atar that to remove is a problem. Okay, let's see one more halacha in the Shaina Halachos. Sif Ches.
The articles are already on, you'll be adjusting them.
What do you mean?
If you have a broken scarf, and a scarf is...
If they're on, you're not, that's not called putting it... Yeah, that's okay. If it's already on, that's okay. Yeah, it's only to put on in the first place. Now, you should be careful in your clothing to wear it regularly. Not to turn the inner one inside out. Sometimes there's not given in the morning, they put on their undershirt inside out. You say, who cares? Nobody's inside my undershirt. Nobody knows. No, you should be careful about that. Even though it's under all your clothing, certainly your shirt you shouldn't wear inside out. If you're not careful, you wear it inside out. If you're a sage, you got to remove it and wear it regularly. Anybody else does not have to. But for prayer, for davening, everyone has to be careful to wear the clothing properly. So again, these are all halachas that if a person doesn't present themselves properly, they'll be a bad representative on the half of the Torah, and it will not be one will not remember their learning. Another interesting thing Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down, that one should not converse with a woman in the marketplace. You're going shopping, you see Sally, don't start having a long conversation with her in the marketplace. It's kasha l'shikha. Reb Chaim even brings, even if the person is related to you, not everybody knows they're related to you. So don't do that in a public area. Okay, we're going to hold it over here for today. Wish everybody a wonderful day. And as we mentioned, the campaign has begun. And if anybody would like to make a team or be mishtatef, we'd really appreciate it. Have a great day. Back here, 7 p.m., Operation Room. Kol Tov, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.